Yes, we've got a couple of different concerns that have come our way. Our district is spread out across north central Arkansas, and so within that, we've got the National Forest. We've also got the Buffalo National River. You know, again, each of those federal partners are expecting large amounts of crowds. And coinciding that with a ewe turkey season prior to that upcoming date, you know, we're looking at trying to be out in the area and make sure that the youth hunters are being able to enjoy the public access for hunting, but also, you know, finding some middle ground there where these visitors that are coming in and looking to find a place for the eclipse aren't necessarily overtaking the area where, again, people that have planned to have a hunting adventure that weekend can go out and do that. We also have our Fred Berry Nature Center over in Yellville. They've got several miles along Crooked Creek there. They're looking at hosting several visitors. They said the first 500 visitors that come to the Fred Berry will receive free solar classes. The first 100 kids that have the opportunity to come will get to do some arts and crafts. Because of the high anticipation of visitors coming to the area, they're going to have a shuttle running from the parking area out to the fields right there at Fred Berry. So, yeah, it's a couple of different avenues that we're doing. We're trying to provide an educational opportunity and space to do it, while also our game wardens are trying to get out and provide a public safety avenue, again, that people are able to get out on the lake, enjoy themselves, and not worry about any public safety hazards.